From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. And now, on the other side of a pretty prestigious political night for South Florida, one last look at the presidential debate at Lynn University. Kenny Malone was on site, and he wanted to watch the debate through the eyes of the Florida voter.
It turns out that if you're covering a presidential debate, there are not any real people where they pen up the press. The worst of it is a place called Spin Alley, and it's literally a big red carpet where clusters of microphones are thrown into the faces of the likes of John McCain, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the weirdest sighting of the night, comedian Pauly Shore.
What's so funny about that? It's called politics.
The real party with real people was a walk away. Hundreds of people are sprawled out across Lynn's soccer field where projectors and big screens will show the debate. Before the debate started, I met Dawn Thurston, a business development manager from Plantation.
I'm supporting President Obama. I think he has done a phenomenal job of bringing the country out of the pit that George Bush left it in.
I also met Edward Wiley, a dean at Palm Beach State College.
I have watched each and every one of the debates. I look forward to Romney's approach on economic development and job creation and his understanding the education role in economic development.
I gave both Don and Edward homework. Take notes and report back on what resonated with you.
Will you write them down and tell me when I come back?
When we welcome President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney.
And the best part of next day political coverage.
Cutting out spending we don't
fast
need,
but forward.
Also.
Increased pressure time and time again on Iran.
That brings an end to this year's debates, and we want to...
Hour and a half later, I caught up again with Edward Wiley and Dawn Thurston about their homework. Edward said he could tell it was a third debate. Both candidates to him sounded polished.
I think, once again, the references to small business creation resonated a lot with people in South Florida.
Small business. Small business is where jobs come from. Two-thirds of our jobs come from small businesses. New business formation is down at the lowest level in 30 years under this administration.
And also talking about the relationship with Israel that was sort of called out on a couple different questions.
In the end, Edward thinks Romney is still the right guy for the country. With a piece of scratch paper for reference, Dawn Thurston respectfully disagrees.
Okay, I can break it down. President Obama was aggressive in bringing up Romney's multiple positions and saying multiple times that he was all over the map, on Russia, on Iraq, on Afghanistan.
You've said that first we should not have a timeline in Afghanistan, then you said we should, now you say maybe, or it depends, which means not only were you wrong, but you were also confusing and sending mixed messages both to our troops and our allies.
Romney said we have fewer ships than we had in 1916, but President Obama brought out the fact that we also have fewer bayonets and horses, too. That was a great moment for me.
Turns out that was a great moment for at least 105,000 other people. According to Twitter, "we also have fewer bayonets and horses" was the most tweeted moment of the entire debate. Pauly Shore's press conference did not make the top 10. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
We made a different type of presidential history this time. Don't forget our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?